Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, because my father was a gambler, I don't like gambling. I've actually been kind of good at it. Yes, I've never won a lottery, I've never won bingo, I've never won keno, but for some reason, if I play Game of Craps or Blackjack or even Roulette, I seem to do well, but I think the reason why I do well is because I know when to, you know, I know when to hold them, I know when to fold them, I know when to walk away, I know when to run. So, you know, oh, I could say, you got to know where to hold them. So anyway, so for me, I learned that the best way to gamble was to be the opposite of my father. May he rest in peace. And I loved my daddy. But my father was impatient. If I don't want to lose, I'd be patient. My father was impulsive. No reason to be impulsive. Research. Take your time. Figure things out. Well, the stock market, over the last year or two, has had some pretty phenomenal roller coasters. And I am no stock market guru, but I do understand the psychology of investors. And I do understand that the stock market is probably one of the biggest hoaxes out there, where we think as small, you know, us small investors, that we have any sort of control. And we don't. Stock market rose to new heights during the Trump administration. Then with COVID, the stock market dropped, yet some stocks just exploded, like Zoom, Amazon, telemedicine. Those are the telemedicine stocks. Whoa, who knew? The pharmaceutical company stocks. Then after the election, we started to see some rises in more of the energy stocks, more of the, we call them the Biden stocks for energy, marijuana, clean air, things like that. Pharmaceutical stocks still went up, but some weird things were happening. A lot of companies were going IPO, were going public, and they were, you know, launching their stocks, and you would think, okay, wait a second, you know, I could buy, what was it? It wasn't Woof. I know Petco was, there was another sort of stock that went public, and it was supposed to start at like, oh yeah, Airbnb. So it was gonna sell at $68 a share. Well, by the time us, you know, little guys decided to log on, it was already at like $200-$300. Couldn't even touch it. So there are things that happen with the stock market that we don't ever have access to. And it's also manipulated in big ways. So I don't know if you guys have noticed in the last 24 hours, a bunch of little guys took a swing at the big guys when it came to the stock market. And even though some of us might have done really, really well, you might want to brace yourselves because we're going to probably see one hell of a crash. So I don't really understand how hedge funds can do what they do, but I guess it's legal. And so I guess with hedge funds, there are some sort of bets that you can make that a stock is going to drop. So companies like GameStop, AMC, BlackBerry, airline companies like American Airlines, some of these stocks have been struggling. And GameStop had to, I guess, close about 1,000 stores. So what I guess hedge funds can do is they borrow the stocks, and they go, we're going to borrow the stocks, but we're going to pay you for them later. So they borrow the stocks, they get the stock price to drop, and then when they have to make good and pay on those stocks, they get to pay at the cheaper rate, and then they made all that money. They made all that profit, because they only had to pay the small amount. So I think GameStop, those are those little stores where you could buy a video game, but you could buy used games, you know, so you don't have to, you know, pay the high release, you know, the top release costs. So GameStop kind of helps the little guy not have to pay all the extra fees and, you know, you can buy something used, basically. And so GameStop stock dropped down to 10. I think it dropped really low. People thought GameStop was going to go under because retail's going under and, you know, people are streaming and they're not shopping retail. Well, a bunch of guys on Reddit, I think they're called Wall Street. Oh, I forget what they called themselves. But anyway, yeah, Wall Street Bets. Wall Street Bets. Anyway, they, for some reason, excited everybody about buying GameStop and got the price of GameStop to go up to like $3.60 a share. So it exploded like 1,300%. And that now caused the hedge funds, who possibly was expecting a windfall, being able to, you know, buy the shares low, now they're at top dollar. So the stock market with a bunch of these stocks like AMC Theaters and Theaters, BlackBerry, when was the last time any of I had a BlackBerry, I think, what, in 2008? I haven't had a BlackBerry in years. Those stocks went up. American Airlines went up. But what was very interesting is Robinhood, which a lot of people sell on. I use Ameritrade. Apparently, they stopped this trade. They stopped investors from manipulating the market and allowing us to trade. This morning, when I tried to go on my Ameritrade just to, you know, check out my stock, I couldn't log in for an hour. And so, who's controlling all this? Now, the stock market went up today. It's been really yo-yoing. But GameStop stock, that dropped at least $100 a share. We knew that would happen because, again, if there's nothing to validate its high rate, you know, if there's nothing to, you know, justify it, the stocks don't stay high. But I guess my problem with all of this is, you know, there's people that get to buy pre-market and post-market and stocks keep going up and down. There's people that are able to manipulate the price of stocks. I thought it was, okay, if a company's worth something, if, you know, pharmaceutical company is working on a drug, that's good news. The company might go up, the stock goes up. But no, it's people playing around with the numbers. It's people making news out there so that, oh, wow, you know, this vaccine's going to be the next big thing. I'm going to put money in. And with all the manipulation, and, you know, I think we've been manipulated a lot, especially in the last 12 months, then, you know, are we really going to be fools? Now, some of us have made a killing. In fact, when GameStop was going up, I quickly bought some stock. It went up $100, and then I like sold it really quick. I'm like, hey, I made $100. I mean, you know, if you can make easy money, you're going to make easy money. But I just fear that there's going to be one hell of a crash, and especially with, you know, all the spending going on in government. So for those of you guys, you know, you might want to just kind of research, rethink, and take a look at what's going on here, because I just don't trust the stock market at all right now. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. People are shy about calling in, but they sure like to email questions. And so this is interesting. Donald, from which Wichita, Kansas, asks me if I would put my mother in a nursing home with what I know about nursing homes today. Now, this is interesting because my mom has tried asking me that question, and I'm wondering if she's pretending to be Don from Wichita. But right now, you know, interesting here. Nursing homes, assisted living, independent apartments. Luckily, there's a lot more options for the baby boomers that have been aging and the traditional generation, traditionalists that have, aged now beyond the baby boomers age. They're 80 in their 80s. There's a lot of other shall we say, options that they have that my grandparents didn't have. In the 80s, when I saw my grandparents become ill, unable to take care of themselves, there was nursing homes. And these nursing homes, there was hospice, you know, God forbid they needed that, but, and some did, but the nursing homes were not good. I remember as a kid, they smelled. I remember hearing the women say, "He touches me, help me, he touches me." And, you know, the nurse is saying, "Oh, she just doesn't know what she's talking about." And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, well, gosh, that's, you know, is she really getting attacked and nobody believes her? Or is she accusing somebody? And now that person thinks, you know, that everybody's going to blame them, you know, and I'm looking at these scenarios going, oh my gosh, there's got to be better. Sometimes there were four people in a room, you know, people, it just stunk of neglect years ago. And then when I was in training in the 90s, there was a lot of reforms. You started seeing things get better, but still, you know, I would have patients that looked, you know, comatose, and I'd be like, nurse, something's wrong with this patient. She's like, he's fine. I'm like, but he's lying here, and he's not responsive. She's fine. And then the patient would grab my butt. And then I'd look, and then pretend to be lying. You know, so sometimes the patients kind of played it also, you know, so, you know, but I remember telling myself that I, you know, hope my, you know, parents never become ill to the point that I would have to make that decision because I don't think they would be happy. Well, my father died of a heart attack in his 60s. So, you know, we aren't going to have that issue, unfortunately. And I wish he was still here. But, you know, but my mom is older and she's doing great. You know, and she's, oh my gosh, I mean, my mom has more of her senses and competencies than I do. But, you know, if God forbid that, you know, that time came, would I put my mom in an assisted living? The problem is this is really, really expensive. I hate to say that. I mean, these assisted living now you have apartments. You have, you know, some people can kind of, you know, live in a facility where they have their own room and a nurse comes to check on them, but you got to pay for that. That's a lot of money. And did anybody in my family think ahead and get long-term insurance and all that? I grew up being told that insurance is a crock, that insurance is, you know, it's a hoax and you're going to spend and then when you need it, it's not going to be available for you. I mean, I bought life insurance right out the gate in medical school, and I'm glad I did. It's just now it's termed, and thank God, I'm glad I lived, and we didn't have to cash in on it. But you know, you do lose money on insurances. So nobody in my family had money to pay for long-term assisted living, things like that. I mean, ideally, I would love for any of my family members to be able to still live in their own home, and then maybe have a nurse work with them. I grew up where we had the family members live with us, you know, because again, we were poor. You don't, who has money to have them in a separate home or separate facility? And, you know, having an older person at home, the relationship does get strained. And it wasn't easy, you know, especially for the in-laws. And, it, you know, so I really don't want to think about that because hopefully my mom stays healthy and because I really don't want to live with her. And it's going to be a lot of money. So would I, you know, in this day and age, use a facility? I would vet that facility. I would make sure that they knew I was very present. You know, when you do have a facility for a family member, you can't just dump them and leave them for months on end. You need to be there. You need to be very present. You don't want to harass the staff. You don't want to, I mean, you know, you want to work with them. You want to bring them goodies. You want to make their lives easier. You want the staff to love you being there, you know, because you might do the shave, you know, or you might help with the bath, or you might, you know, you want the staff to love when the family member comes because, you know, they're working really hard and they're under, you know, they're overwhelmed and they have many patients and it's definitely not easy for them. But, I believe there are multiple facilities out there that I would trust. But now in the context of COVID, well, the problem with nursing home facilities is not so much the management like we used to see. It's not so much about the staff not caring. That has improved. A lot of people that dedicate their lives to caring for the geriatric patient, I really do believe cares. But now you have a petri dish. You know, I was trained to get people out of the hospital as fast as possible so before they got sick. Because once they get sick with a nosocomial infection or an infection they get acquired from the hospital, now you have to treat that, and then they could get another, and they could get another. So I was trained, heal them and get them out of the hospital so they don't get sick. Well, when you are in an assisted living facility where you're with others, it's a germ fest. So if COVID spreads, everybody gets it. And that's not safe. So I do worry. Because, unfortunately, I believe a lot of COVID deaths we did have happened in nursing homes. Well, in New York Attorney General Letitia James said that the State Department of Health underreported COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes by as much as 50%. The report holds New York Governor Cuomo's feet to the fire, according to Fox News, for his handling of the pandemic after he directed nursing homes in the Empire State to accept patients who had or were suspected of having COVID. So, again, not sure why. I think he wanted to get those patients out of the hospitals. Unfortunately, it infected thousands of other elderly patients, resulted in hundreds of deaths. And the most vulnerable population is the elderly population. The State Department of Health reported that as of January 27th, there were 5,900 confirmed deaths due to the coronavirus in nursing homes and an additional 2,700 presumed deaths in assisted care facilities. There were 160 deaths and 52 presumed deaths in assisted living facilities. Now, Cuomo defended his nursing home policy, saying it was in line with guidance from the Trump administration. Now, I don't remember the Trump administration telling people to go to nursing homes. You guys might know more than I. But this shows, you know, people ask, well, Dr. Dahlia, then how would you have prevented this? Again, I would have deputized new facilities. I would have repurposed other facilities. I would have maybe moved patients and created some centers as COVID recovery centers. You can move patients. We move patients during hurricanes. We move patients during earthquakes. You don't force somebody to get COVID if they don't have it. So you could have had facilities that were going to be COVID facilities and move people, you know, to others. The problem is many of these are privately owned and, you know, and not that I want the government to jump in, but we don't have enough facilities for our baby boomers now that are aging, you know, into that age. We don't have enough staff. We don't have enough resources. We don't have enough facilities. So I would have not sent somebody back to healthy individuals. I would have, you know, repurposed the place that they could go to. There's rehab facilities. There's, you know, it's a shame. So the Office of the Attorney General asked 62 nursing homes to provide data about the deaths in their facility. In one example, the facility reported 5 confirmed and 6 presumed COVID-19 deaths at the facility as of August 3rd to the Department of Health, yet reported to the Office of Attorney General 27 COVID deaths at the facility and 13 hospital deaths. So what deaths at a facility versus hospital deaths is where they die, at the hospital or in the facility. So there was a discrepancy of 29 deaths. Another thing that keeps frustrating us is the numbers still aren't accurate. We have for a year asked for accurate numbers. How many people really died of COVID versus heart attacks and pneumonia and possibly having COVID on the side? This shows that we still aren't getting accurate numbers. How hard is it to take account? About 70% of the nearly 35,000 COVID deaths in New York were over 70 years old. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate will start working on an aggressive new stimulus package next week.
Congress must pursue a bold and robust course of action to defeat the disease, recover our economy, get our country back to normal.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying that they cannot undershoot this effort to address a continuing and urgent situation. Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, believes President Trump's sweeping executive orders are not worker-friendly and also will put the brakes on domestic energy production.
Willfully throwing our own people out of work, reducing our domestic energy security, raising costs and prices for working families, all for no meaningful impact on global temperatures.
The number of workers seeking first-time unemployment claims dropped to 847,000 this last week. This is USA Radio News. Senator Tom Cotton called for federal authorities to remove National Guard troops from Washington, D.C., as thousands remain deployed in the nation's capital due to ongoing threats of political violence. The Arkansas senator adding on Fox News,
it's kind of a generalized threat of some kind of domestic extremism and domestic violence, but it's not, to my knowledge, geared specifically towards the capital of the United States. Remember, this is the people's house. It should not be a fortress. It has to be guarded. It has to be guarded at critical moments, like on inaugurations or States of the Union or joint sessions when we welcome foreign heads of state, and that force posture has to be geared towards the actual threat, but we should not turn it into a bunkered compound like so many federal buildings in Washington already are.
Today is Data Privacy Day, and Americans are being urged to update and safeguard their personal information. Experts saying everyone should take the day to update their passwords. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, do you eat fast food? I like to say I don't eat fast food. I mean, maybe once in a while, if we're like driving to Arizona or California, we'll stop by McDonald's, because I like McDonald's. But if I see a Subway, I'll stop at Subway, because I'm thinking to myself, okay, it's healthy. I could actually see the lettuce. I could see the tomato. I can maybe get some tuna fish. I could feel like I'm eating a healthy sandwich. Subway has been a favorite. In fact, I think it's the number one franchise out there because it's not an expensive franchise to purchase. I didn't buy any Subway franchises because even though it was inexpensive, there seemed to be one on every corner. And when you do buy a franchise, you want to make sure that you have like a little radius so you don't have somebody open up right across the street or within a mile or so. So even though I thought Subway was a great hit, Subway doesn't have drive-thru. So for me, from a franchisee business standpoint, I didn't think of buying, Hank Aaron bought a bunch of Popeyes. I thought that was smart. Popeyes is fantastic, and they have drive-thru. And they have a pretty mean, I like their dirty rice, the rice that has like little spicy meat in it. I love the Popeyes rice. I could eat that, like, you know, just with my fingers or just stuff it in my face. But Subway, I usually get the cold cut combo. And in Subway, the cold cut combo has like bologna and turkey. I don't think it's turkey ham. And then there's cheese, and I know it's not kosher. And then I put lettuce and tomato, then I put vinegar and oil and pepper on it, and then green pepper. So I think to myself, I'm eating healthy. So I'm a fan of Subway. Not a fan of that guy that didn't get in trouble for child porn or something. Yeah, so not a fan of him. But Subway right now is getting sued. You know, Subway has been under the radar for a long time. Once, you know, Jared left, they were all, you know, I got to look up. What did Jared do again? I'm sorry, I got to look this up. You guys might know. Hold on. Let me see. There was something he did. He lost a lot of weight. And then, I don't know. I'll find out and then I'll give you guys an update if anybody really cares. I thought he, like, got arrested or something. Anyway, so now Subway's being sued because two Bay Area residents said that their tuna isn't tuna. In fact, they sent the tuna to a lab and said it's not even fish. Now, I don't really eat a lot of tuna. I think the reason why is whenever I crack open a can at home, the cat and the dog, they love tuna fish. They're like, oh, my God, tuna fish. They just go crazy. And I can't eat my sandwich because they just, it's like catnip. They just love tuna fish. So I have cans of tuna. We have loads of tuna in my house, and it's just for the cats and the dog. Apparently, the dog eats the cat food, and the cats eat the dog food. That's just how it is in my house. It's all about tuna fish. So anyway, Karen Donoa and Nalima Amin say the tuna sandwiches are not made from real tuna. Now, Subway denies the claims and says, no, these are wild caught. Don't you love when a fast food company says that, you know, pretends that, you know, they have food that was like just hunted, you know, or, you know, fish that was like wildly caught. So really, are there people on like a Subway ship out in the middle of the ocean going, okay, come on, guys, need to haul it in. And then they fish, and then they get the fish, and there's the Subway boat, and the Subway boat comes back, and they go, you see what we did? You know, this is wild caught. And then they cut up the fish, and then they put it in those little plastic containers, and they go, you see? No, I just don't see that happening. But they say that their fish is wild caught. See, one of my favorite restaurants, if you ever go to Hawaii, you got to go to Mama's Fish House in Maui. One of the very first times I was there, apparently the owner would fish that morning for the fish of the day. And so when you went there, you would like get the fish of the day. And it was so cool because it apparently was just fished. People like to do that because I guess when you go to a restaurant, you feel guilty that, you know, you're not doing what your ancestors did where you hunted your own food. So I guess if somebody wildly catches your food for you, you think like you're all cavewoman going, yeah. Even though it really could have been store-bought, you don't know. But Mama's Fish House is phenomenal. And so, you know, a lot of their fish is freshly caught, and, you know, it just tastes fresh. You could taste it. And I hate fish. I really don't like fish. But I eat fish because it's healthy. So when it comes to tuna to me isn't, you know, unless it's in, shall we say, sushi. You know, so or like a tuna tartare, I might do that. So Subway denies the claim. They say it's wildly caught. And so the plaintiffs are seeking unspecified damages and attorney fees. So I don't know which lab tested it. I'm looking right now. It looks pink and it looks really mayoed up and it looks kind of mushy. They should just do a spam sandwich because you know you're getting spam. So they say anyone wishing to join the lawsuit, oh, there is going to be a possibly a class action lawsuit. So for those of you that want to make money on this, apparently there's a class action lawsuit. You have had to purchase a tuna sandwich or tuna wrap sometime after January 21, 2017. Now I could just hear you guys go through your receipts now. How many of you have your Subway receipt from May 27th, 2018? Really? Maybe this is why I don't keep receipts. Do you guys keep receipts? I don't keep receipts. I used to, and I come home, and I throw my purse. Usually I have to pee. So when I come home, it's like I got to go to the bathroom. So if I have anything, it's in my purse, and I just throw it in my purse or I throw it on the table. Well, then once a week, we have to kind of clean up the table, you know, because somebody comes over and we want to look like we're clean, right? We want to look like we don't have clutter. So if it's a receipt and I can't read the ink and it looks like it was food, I'll just throw it out. I don't keep it. If it's a receipt for something like a car, you know, or like medical, you know, like, you know, my hormones, then I like keep it just in case, you know, I need to write stuff off. Which, by the way, we are going to be talking about medical. We will talk about medical tax deductions soon. That's going to come up because we got to do our taxes. So I don't keep my receipts. So for those of you that think that you need to, you know, you cash in on this, you can. But I bring this up, and the reason why I bring this up is because, you know, I think we eat a lot of fake stuff. I don't know how excited I am about the meat substitutes. I had an Impossible Whopper last month. It was good. It was tasty. Now, I tried to tell one of my kids that I got him a burger, and I didn't want to tell him what it was. He took it out of the package. And when they ate the burger, they go, it tastes weird. They could tell. My kids know meat. One thing about, you know, my pseudopods or my progeny is they know meat. And my kids, like, it tasted weird, Mom. I go, well, it wasn't real meat. It was the, oh, okay, it was good, you know. And then they didn't, yeah, they wanted real meat. But, you know, you start to think what else is in there. And we trust, I don't know when we started to do this, but we went from buying groceries that you saw those groceries and cooking them up yourselves and making the food up yourself. Do you know what? I'm going to go and let them serve me something. And so we're seeing meat substitutes. We're seeing meat product. We're seeing cheese food. You know, you'll see something called cheese, and then it's a cheese food. What the heck is the difference? All right, I know it's food. It's a cheese type of food. Is it real cheese or not? I mean, how hard is it to make real cheese? So there's a lot of things that we are eating. You know, like if I go someplace that have nachos, I won't eat nachos someplace that doesn't use real cheese. It just doesn't make sense to me. So I think this just kind of highlights the fact that we, unfortunately, are putting things in our body that we might not know. And maybe Subway's completely innocent. And maybe it is real tuna. And these two women don't know what the heck they're talking about. And the lab is, I don't know. But if, honestly, you can't trust, and tuna's not that expensive. If you can't trust that the tuna you're eating is actually tuna, I think you really need to rethink your approach to a lot of what you're eating fast food. I work in restaurants. So, unfortunately, once you work in a restaurant, it's really hard to impress somebody when they go out to eat, because they kind of know what happens behind the scenes. They know what happens in the kitchen. You know, you might be thinking you're eating a fantastic juicy piece of meat, and, you know, it had been frozen for weeks before. So, anyway, I cooked a ribeye the other day, and it actually tasted good. So, I'm doing more cooking these days. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guys, We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm sorry. 1-877-DOCDALI. I was going to open by saying German officials do not want the AstraZeneca vaccine to go to older people because it's nicht gut. And I was just unfortunately thinking about how to speak German without, you know, I spit whenever I speak German and Hebrew and just thought that made me laugh. So I apologize. I think faster than I speak, and sometimes things come out a little too quickly along with a bunch of saliva. So Germany is reiterating the warning that we heard all this time that the AstraZeneca vaccine probably can't be used for seniors. It's not indicated. Hasn't been studied. The efficacy, the safety. And so if German officials do not want the vaccine given to people over 65, we start to wonder, well, why? Well, what's the difference between the AstraZeneca vaccine and the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine? Well, the AstraZeneca vaccine, remember, it uses a vector. It uses an adenovirus from a chimpanzee. So it uses a virus, a cold virus, that the human body hasn't already seen because it circulates chimpanzees. And the virus is programmed, this chimpanzee adenovirus is programmed to deliver the DNA, its DNA, to our cell to tell our DNA to make the mRNA that'll make the spike proteins. It's a couple extra steps. Whereas the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine, they just give you the mRNA that'll have the cell do what it needs to without bothering the nucleus and our DNA. But the AstraZeneca vaccine, it's a virus that has to come in, has to get absorbed in our cell, copulate, maybe, with our nucleus, give its DNA to our DNA. Our DNA takes it, if it's in the mood, makes mRNA, and then we'll make the spike proteins. It's all about making the spike proteins that our immune system can learn and then be able to attack the coronavirus. So if the AstraZeneca vaccine won't work, right, or can't be used for seniors, then the next question is do we need to save what we're already giving, like Pfizer, the Moderna vaccine, then for the seniors? Let's go to the phone lines. We have your questions now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We've got Lee calling from Pennsylvania. Hey, Lee, yeah. How you doing?
Yes, it's Leo. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, hi, Leo. Sorry about that.
Yes, I have a couple questions. First thing that's on my mind is about the masks. Now, being a scientist, and I heard many people speak about this, about spraying the masks with different substances, either tea tree oil, oil of oregano, and clove oil. And what that is, it's act as a surfactant for the mask. When you spray the mask with these facial sprayers, it puts a fine particulate mist on the mask. Now, the particle is between 20 and 200 nanometers. So most masks are within one part per million. That's three decimal places. So it's not gonna block the incoming. And I wear a respirator mask, and I spray my mask. And I was wondering, do you have any insight of the efficacy of that? How effective is that, spraying the mask with concentration inside and out of the mask material? So if the particle does pass into that, it could possibly break up its surface tension and precipitate it so it's not an active DNA.
Absolutely, yeah. Or you know, Leo, like you said, it helps kind of clog up the holes that the mask has, because most masks are not, small enough to filter out the virus. I think the reason why it hasn't been recommended on a mask scale is because some people won't tolerate the fumes, or some nasal passages, let's say, might get irritated from some of the, you know, aerosols that might be embedded in the mask. And I think the liability and the logistics of, you know, who would react and who wouldn't and whose nasal passages would be irritated and then more inflamed than not might for some negate what it could use. The only thing that I've seen studies on thus far is the suggestion of putting copper into the masks because we know copper can kill the virus. But I haven't seen a lot on what you suggested. I think it does need to be investigated. I think that's valid. I haven't seen anybody though make movements on that yet.
Gotcha. And then the second question about forms of zinc. Could you possibly expound or elaborate on what forms that the consumer should be looking for of zinc to be effective?
You know, that's interesting. So, you know, when we tell people to take zinc to fight colds, we have to be very careful because a lot of the regimens that are out there, unfortunately, are not, let's say, consistent. We've talked about over-the-counter supplements where some companies will unfortunately, like let's say ginkgo biloba, some of the companies will only use the roots and as opposed to the bulb and the leaves. So, you know, when I see zinc, whether it's gluconate or just regular zinc capsules, we haven't made any recommendations in terms of fighting COVID on which sort of zinc amount you should get. I know that I actually published a little piece on this, on how much zinc people should take a day, but we have to be very, very careful as doctors recommending that because some physicians say, look, you need to take, you know, maybe 50 or 100 or 200 a day when you think you have COVID. Unfortunately, the CDC has not really allowed us to make those recommendations, but what we do tell people to do is avoid the nasal sort of zinc regimens. In fact, I think a lot of them are now off the market. And most over-the-counter zinc preparations that we have should suffice in supplementing zinc, but right now we don't really have any particular, shall we say, preferences in it. It's frustrating because people want to do more on their own and they want to, you know, be able to kind of fight, you know, on the COVID fight and be as proactive when it comes to, you know, vitamin D, zinc, famotidine, taking baby aspirin, and we're just not there yet. Unfortunately, because of lawsuits, if a doctor tells you to go on baby aspirin to help prevent clots that could happen from COVID and you get a GI bleed, that doctor's in trouble. So it's a little frustrating that I think a lot of people could benefit from certain things out there, but we get urged to not make blatant recommendations to everybody because everybody's different. And I got to admit, I agree with that. I agree that, you know, for example, baby aspirin to prevent heart disease. You're noticing more and more of a rollback of health officials saying, hold off telling everybody to take a baby aspirin because there could be risks of bleeding. And so, you know, my concern with that is, you know, but it's going to help some. It's going to save some lives. But because people are afraid of lawsuits that, you know, if they cause a GI bleed, they have to roll back and say, you know what, wait on telling everybody. So it just means that you have to have a conversation with the doctor. What makes this all different now is many people don't have a doctor anymore. They don't have a regular doctor who could sit down and say, look, for you, I need you to do this. Many people are using telemedicine. They're going to telemedicine and they're using doctors that never met them and never will meet them and who's never examined them. And so I think we have a lot of people out there that could benefit from vitamin D, from B complex vitamins, from zinc, from vitamin C, from, you know, a whole variety of supplements. But because you don't really have that precision individualization of your particular cocktail you need or your particular regimen, we're just going by this whole blanket ideology, which I'm really, really glad Leo brought up because that is something I want to talk about. I can't stand the one size fits all. I think men are different from women. I think people of different races have completely different, obviously, genetic makeups and chemistries. And so you can't just do a one-size-fits-all to everybody. All right, we'll talk more about that later. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.